My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we are joined right now by Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. He's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% on installation of Gutter Helmet during their fall sale. This month only, 888-5-HELMET. Jeff, we got a lot to talk about, brother. How you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, a lot went on yesterday, didn't it?
Sure did. Big weekend ahead, too. Who's going to play quarterback for the Steelers? Another big football game on Saturday. But we'll start with the Steelers, Jeff. Is it as simple, in your opinion, that if Russ Wilson is healthy, he's the guy on Sunday against Denver?
Yeah, let's not overcomplicate this. He was named the starting quarterback. He was brought in as the starting quarterback. He will be the starting quarterback if he is healthy in Denver, not just for the personal revenge reasons that he might have somewhere deep in his soul, but I think they believe he's the best quarterback for the Steelers.
Jeff, how different do you think this offense will look underneath Russell Wilson if he is the starter? Like, will it be night and day difference from what we saw on Sunday with Justin Fields?
Well, it won't be the 3rd and 5, tuck the ball and run like we saw, you know, with Justin Fields. You know, what we would see from Russ is what little we saw in the preseason. He's going to hang in the pocket a little bit more. If he has time, he's going to go through his progressions, and he still throws one of the prettiest deep balls in the league, not just the best on the team. So I think you'd see them take a couple of shots downfield. Not that he won't check it down, but I think that's the main difference. Obviously, the athleticism from Justin, you just don't find hardly anywhere in the NFL. So Russ is more, he has a little mobility to go left and right, but he's going to be more of a pocket guy.
From the most important position on the football field to clearly the second most important position, punter, Jeff, Cameron Johnston. Oh man, you just feel bad for the guy. Two punts, two really good punts, and then he's hurt and lost for the season. Read that Corliss Waitman has been brought in. Is that on a tryout basis from what you understand, Jeff? Is he one of a few guys coming in, or are they going to just give him the job?
Now, my understanding, they did a tryout yesterday, and Waitman was the guy. Listen, they had him in camp. I think he punted a couple of games for them, 3 years ago? And when he was in camp, like, he had a strong leg. He's got an interesting background. He was born over in the Netherlands, and he only started punting, like, late in high school. And he punted at South Alabama, and no one really knew much about him. And they really liked him at the time, but they thought they had other options or had a better answer. So I thought it would be Brad Wing. That's who I thought would be back just because of his experience. But they've always liked this guy's leg, and you know, he's going to get an opportunity to really, you know, forward his NFL career.
Jeff, do you think we see Troy Faltano this week?
That's going to be really close. I think that's going to be closer than who's going to be starting a quarterback if Russ is healthy. They love what he can do. I mean, he's a great athlete. Let's see how these first couple of days go. But I think there's a chance that there's a change of tackle.
Do you think Dan Moore would remain in the lineup, Jeff?
I think it still would be the original plan of Broderick going over to the other side and Dan being out of the lineup. But again, let's see how his knee, you know, they didn't have practice yesterday. It just came in and went through some meetings. So let's see on Wednesday. That's going to be, let's see how they line up on Wednesday. But I think maybe it wouldn't be that way the first week, but I think you will see very soon Jones and Faltano as the tackles.
You're right there, Jeff.
Yeah.
little testosterone departure there.
Jeff, how about
that, or I'm 14 again.
right. Jeff, how about Dante Jackson? I mean, he was flashing on Sunday. I mean, that's looking like, at least after the first game, a pretty damn good acquisition.
Yes, and you know, he's been good all camp. You know, he's built a good relationship with Joey. He's coming, he talks a big game. And you know, he's confident. He believes he's better than what he showed last year. I think he also kind of admitted that, man, it's nice to have TJ Watt on your team. Quarterbacks will make, as one of the guys said, dumb passes when TJ Watt's in your face, and it wasn't just him. But yeah, I you know, game in, he's been solid. And like you said, what we saw in the game was, you know, what you've seen in practice is him playing a pretty good corner.
Jeff, obviously big news yesterday at the University of Pittsburgh, Heather Like no longer the AD. A synopsis on her career from you, and then what do you think they're looking for in the next person?
Well, I mean, she did some good things. She brought in Jeff Capel, believed in Capel, and that turned out to be true. Obviously, the volleyball program has flourished. She didn't hire Dan Fisher, but extended him. She had big visions, big dreams. Like every single sport there, but most every sport there, got new digs. Got, you know, they added a floor to the Peterson complex up for baseball, volleyball, soccer. Obviously, they're building Victory Heights, new locker rooms, renovations all the time, the football facility, basketball as well. But, you know, she had some conflicts. Victory Heights cost a lot of money, and they were nowhere near where they wanted to be fundraising. So she did some good things. There were some issues she had with some people. And I think you're always going to have that with athletic directors. There's always going to be some donor that doesn't like you. But there was some of that. And as, you know, Joan Gable said, maybe not the vision they wanted with NIL and having to pay for players coming up next year and how they're going to plan to raise some of that money.
Jeff, what names have you heard of potential candidates, and who does fit that bill? Who does Pitt need to go after to make sure that they are in the modern times and can facilitate the NILs and all the things that college sports bring to the table right now?
Well, here's the thing. It's not like back in the day, like 20 years ago, where you look for somebody that's worked their way up through the college ranks. That is not necessarily what you need. What you need is someone that can bring in money. So that widens your scope of people that may not have experience doing this. And you already hear the names of Lewis Riddick. There is a guy that sits in that studio on Wednesdays that is an intriguing person, and Doug Whaley, because of how
I thought you meant Fittipaldo.
Him too. Cabali would be another.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you hear those. I think Pat Bostic is one of those guys. Listen, he knows how to work a room. He has great relationships. He loves the university. I saw Darrell Rivas's post about Chris LaSala. I mean, I think those are the type of names you're going to hear initially. Chris King with Robert Morris. Guy who's been around, but it's going to be someone. I think you've gone so many times without a pit man or a pit woman that you have to look in that direction. Who is somebody that loves the university and that most importantly can help you raise money?
Jeff, forgetting the quarterback situation, what do you think is the most pressing question to be asked at today's Tomlin press conference?
I think tackle is an interesting one, just because there's been so much invested in that position. But beyond quarterback, I think, you know, who your starting tackle is going to be. And obviously, there's still little things that they need to work out here or there, but that to me would be my second question. Who's that start? How are those starting tackles going to work out?
Jeff, awesome stuff, man. Covered a lot of ground. We appreciate you coming on, and we'll look forward to talking to you on Thursday.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director. Check out a lot more of Jeff's work at 937thefan.com. I want to react to some of the offensive tackle stuff when we come back, Doran, but we talked about this off-air relating to the Pitt athletic director job. I said yesterday, look, you either hire a Pitt person or you go out and you find someone who's got a ton of experience. And then I sort of had this epiphany yesterday. Nobody has experience.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Not with the way things are going right now.
Mm-hmm.
With the shifting landscape, which, God, that annoys me just saying that verbiage, because that's what everyone says. The tectonic plates are shifting. Like, you know, Bostic's been around it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been in it. He understands the scope. But any athletic director over the last 3 years who says they know exactly where things are going, you might have an idea. I think they're probably lying.
Mm-hmm.
And the job when Heather Like took over is totally different than the job that she wound up being relieved from.
Right.
So when I say you're looking for experience, you know, I think everybody's trying to take their best educated guess, their best educated shot on who has the best understanding of what's going on right now. But it could be different tomorrow than it is today, and it likely will be.
You need somebody that can get a seat at the table, not somebody that thinks they can get a seat at the table, not somebody that thinks they can open doors and get and walk through doors, that can walk through doors, that people respect, that people will listen to, that whoever that person is, I don't know who that person is, but whoever that person is, that's the type of person I think that the University of Pittsburgh needs to go after. You don't have time to, bring along a project, if you will, or have time to test waters. This sounds good. It sounds good. It looks good on paper, but are they going to get the job done?
Right.
Really? Is this going to be a stepping stone for something else? That's what they need to avoid.
And that's why I think now, after having a day to really ruminate on the thing, I think you do go with a Pitt person, because you know then they'll be in it for the long haul,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have time to learn on the job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be, oh, first sign of success, see, I'm interviewing at Northwestern, or I'm interviewing at Ohio State, or I'm interviewing XYZ. No, okay, I'm figuring this out, good things are happening, and I'm here.
Yeah.
I think you need that. I think you absolutely need that. Coming up next, want to talk about tackle, and I have a little theory on the Steelers' offensive line, which is totally different than it was, let's say week two of the preseason. We'll do that coming up next. Are you smarter than a plumber at the bottom of the hour? And please join the conversation on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And on the text line, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For you. Listen to this. Zach Frazier, Steelers starting center, Doran, who I wish is playing this upcoming Saturday for West Virginia. According to PFF, which I only like when it benefits the argument, and then I hate them whenever they tear down TJ Watt. Second best pass blocking grade for any center in the NFL. Zach Frazier.
Who's one?
I don't know.
Okay.
Doesn't care about him.
Doesn't matter. That's great.
Ninth overall best center in the NFL, according to PFF. And that matches up with what you saw. Like, I didn't notice anything bad with him.
No.
Saw some good things. Would be lying if I said that I watched the offensive line with a fine-tooth comb during a game. So he played well. The offensive line was the third best pass blocking unit in the NFL, according to PFF. So here's my theory. Follow me with this one. The Atlanta Falcons offensive line, widely considered to be one of the better in the NFL. And I'm looking at the 33rd team right here. They always come out with these rankings prior to the season. 33rd team had them the fourth best offensive line in the NFL going into the season. Atlanta's. I think they played like total ass.
Yeah. But against one of the best defenses.
So that has a lot to do with it. That might be the only reason. But the Steelers, now with Arthur Smith, their line graded out among the best in the NFL. And I'm just wondering, how good is Atlanta's offensive line? Or is it, you've got a very friendly, very offensive line friendly offensive coordinator calling the plays?
Yeah. Good point.
I'm just wondering.
I wonder how many new guys are on the Atlanta offensive line. If there's not many, then it's probably Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
I mean, tight end usage is going to help, obviously, but he does everything. At least, again, one game. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but everything that, and you said this, that Arthur Smith called, he did so with intention.
Yeah.
And that brings us to what we talked to Jeff about. Like, Faltanu might be ready to go this weekend. And I don't think they want to bench Dan Moore. But if you're going to help out your tackles in particular, and you're going to have an offensive-friendly game plan, I feel a lot better about putting Broderick Jones at left and Faltanu at right, even though they're young, and just saying, all right, let's figure this out. Because this is, if we're going to win playoff games, if we're going to make the playoffs, it's going to be with Faltanu at right, and it's going to be with Broderick Jones at left.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had said the opposite coming into the season. You've got no experience with Spencer Anderson. You've got no experience with Zach Frazier. Why play four guys with limited experience? Well, because you're going to need them at some point. And now I happen to feel a little bit better, a lot better about the scheme.
It depends on how fast you want the future to be here. I mean, what is more important? Like, and then how much better is Dan Moore Jr. or Broderick Jones? Like, how big of a gap is it? If it's close, then you go with the guy that you traded up to draft.
Mm-hmm.
If it's, I mean, and only they will know, you know, because they're breaking down the film. Like, I mean, they'll know how much of a gap there is between each of them. But if it's about winning right now, you got to play the best guy. And I don't know who the best guy is because I feel like they played the same in Sunday. And even though they brought Jones at right and he was at left, if you put them together as tackles, I feel like they played the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a tough decision. It's a tough decision. Like, do you want the future to be now? Or do you feel like Dan Moore Jr. has more reps at left tackle and you feel more comfortable, and Russell Wilson feels more comfortable with a veteran guy?
Right. And I want to be fair. I'm always trying to be fair. Going off of yesterday's game and everything you heard at a training camp and then the preseason, Dan Moore Jr. didn't do anything to get benched.
No.
I thought he was fine, if not better than fine. I haven't looked at his PFF grade, but he's always been a much better run blocker than a pass blocker. But you can't have your entire offensive line grade out really well in a pass protection if your left tackle sucks at it. Like, so I haven't looked at his individual number, but I would imagine if he was bad, then the collective would have been bad as well.
Let's think about this. They graded out, they were third.
Mm-hmm.
The third in pass protection, this offensive line that we saw on Sunday. If Russell Wilson's a starter, I would assume that they would have more intricate passing plays. So where do you want to go? I'm probably staying the same. If Faltanu, if he's healthy, okay. Like, he's a rookie. We want to get him in there. But right now, with what we saw on Sunday and how they protected Justin Fields, knowing that the offense is going to be different with Russell Wilson and his pocket presence and being in the pocket and throwing from the pocket, probably want this offensive line to roll in after 1 week playing together in Denver. You know, with the altitude, all the different things that Denver brings to the table, probably want to just roll with this offensive line, even if Faltanu's healthy.
Well, and here's another educated guess for me. To your point, you were careful with Russell Wilson. He's got a calf. He had calf tightness. Like, he wasn't in significant pain. Like, we don't know all the details there. Calf tightness, and so he doesn't play. Jaylen Warren played. And played more snaps than his box score would indicate from his production, but still we didn't see him utilized a lot, so they were careful with him. If you have any doubts that Troy Faltanu is either not 100% healthy or you haven't had him practice enough, give him an extra week.
Yeah.
Because I think combined with training camp plus last week, I think he's only practiced like 4 full times, Troy Faltanu. So give him a little bit more time. You should be able to beat Denver. You hate to do that and bank that, but you should. Give him an extra week where you're going to get a few practices, accrue that experience.
Come back home.
Come back home.
Not away. Not your first start away. You already did that with your center and your guard.
Man, like, that is a great point.
Like, you don't want to put those three in that situation. Second start for Frazier and Spencer Anderson on the road in Denver, and then your first start with your right tackle, oof, in a different, I mean, it's an NFL environment on away turf. It's tough.
That's one of the tougher places to play.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Uh-huh.
It's loud.
It's loud.
Loud. Incomplete. That place gets loud. I forget. Someone will remind us at 412-928-9370. The Steelers had a left tackle make their first career start in Arrowhead.
Oh.
Not what you're looking for. Did not even think about that, man. That is a great, great observation by you. Get him at home. It's quiet. You put up the sign. Quiet. Russ Wilson at work. You don't have to do the silent count thing. That makes a ton of sense. By the by, Dan Moore Jr., 83 PFF grade.
Who was Broderick? Do you have that? I mean, they all got to be the same because they, you know,
they all got to be similar.
Yeah. Similar, yeah.
Someone will text that one in too. 412-928-9370. Coming up next, where do you know where Southside Jake went to college? Or I guess he went to trade school.
Duquesne, I think.
They went to Duquesne.
I think so.
You were making fun of me for going to 13th grade earlier. Well, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Coming up next, where he worked me last week, Doran.
Did he go to Duquesne?
I don't know. We'll ask him. People are dying to know. Southside Jake up next with Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Holy hell, that blasted my ears off.
I didn't have my headphones on.
Wow.
I didn't know what happened.
Good morning.
I didn't know what happened over there.
Yowza. Doran, is that you over there? I can't hear you. You also haven't said anything, and I can see you. I'm not that smart. Our listening audience very smart? Alejandro Villanueva was the left tackle that made his first career start in Arrowhead Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But he served in Afghanistan, so he was ready for that.
He was.
We're joined now by who I'm told is a great former CCAC hockey player, Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Hello, Jake.
Yeah, what's up? I see I mean, I don't know. I don't know that jersey, so I don't know who's on the back of that one. It's a
WVU jersey, WVU hockey jersey, and I think the number is 6. I don't know who it is, but
Garrett Green.
Could be Garrett Green.
Yeah.
I thought it was a linebacker, Garrett Green. That's what I thought for a second there.
He runs like one.
Right?
All right, Jake, last week you absolutely mauled me. I didn't have my guy Doran here. I had no chance. I went 0-3. So now the record is 2-1 to our favor. You have a chance to get even. Stevens, what do you got for us?
Okay, before I jump into that, it's a big week for you two, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any wagers going on right now for this game? I do want to know that.
I usually win, so I have to cook something up, but we haven't put anything on the table yet.
Okay.
I'm afraid to put my body where my mouth is.
Just be like that Florida State guy. You know?
Yeah, I'm going to have to eat poo out of a red Solo cup or something like that. All right, Jake, what do you got for us, big guy?
All right. Here we go. This player, absolute stud, I will say. He is tied with Drew Brees for fastest player to reach 50,000 career passing yards. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tied with Kirk Cousins with most fourth quarter comebacks in a single season. And also was a 2011 NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Do you want anything else?
No. 2011.
No looking at the text line.
Either. I'm not looking at the text line. 2011 Comeback Player of the Year. Fastest to 50,000 passing yards. So Peyton Manning wouldn't have been a comeback player until he went to Denver, so that was later than that. I had a guess and I've lost it. Comeback player of the year is what's
Super Bowl champion.
Tripping me up. What would Rodgers have come back from? And he couldn't have been fastest because he sat for so long.
Right. Oh.
Brett Favre.
Final answer?
Where
doesn't have to be final answer.
Where would he come back from? Did he get hurt?
Came back from sucking with the Jets, but that was earlier. That was in 08 because that was the year Brady got hurt. Golly.
I know.
I feel like we're missing an obvious one here. I feel like we're... Matthew Stafford?
Yes.
Let's go!
Wow.
Yes!
Good pull.
Wow!
Good pull.
Man, we talked that one out.
We did. We had to. I couldn't. It wouldn't register. Good pull.
Wow.
The reason I thought of it is because I think I might have seen a graphic over the last couple days.
Yes. Whenever he was playing with the Rams. Yep.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
Wow.
Nice.
All right, we just got to take two of the final three, and we're walking away with the dub here. What do you got?
All right. 17 NFL seasons. Played for 9 teams. Only player to have a passing TD with 8 different teams in NFL history.
So thrown a passing touchdown.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Yes.
Bang.
My next one, I think, is going to be
time out. Real quick. Two former Doran Dickerson teammates. You played with Fitzpatrick, right?
Yes.
And you played with Stafford because you talked about what a beautiful ball he throws.
Correct. Yes.
The last hint for Ryan Fitzpatrick was Ivy League Player of the Year.
Harvard.
Wow.
Have it.
Yep, great.
All right, last one.
Last one. You won already. Whatever. I don't care. you guys are smart.
Yep.
10 NFL seasons played in the Super Bowl known as 28-3. 2009 Big East Offensive Player of the Year.
So played for the... Did you say Super Bowl champion?
Super Bowl? I'm going to say just played in the game, 28-3.
Big East Player of the Year.
2009.
Was...
Offensive Player of the Year.
Was Deion Lewis...
No.
Offensive Player of the Year?
I think that you're throwing us through a loop here.
You know what?
I think I know who it is.
I think I know who it is, too.
Who? Don't. This isn't our final.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Mohamed Sanu?
No. He's too young. But it's close. I am going to go.
We got nothing to lose here. Fire away, Doran.
Harry Douglas.
No. Well, you did say him. You did.
Deion.
Deion Lewis.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable! We're counting it.
Wow.
Except we don't need it. Jake, this is fun, man. I like doing this every week. I like this format. I feel like we should do it like the first segment of the show. Not really, but it gets the brain going. It's like doing one of them Sudokus.
I mean, I think I need to come up with some less obvious hints or something here because you guys are just kicking my ass every week.
You should give one hint, and then if we need more, we ask for more or something like that. Really good stuff.
Good stuff.
Thank you for your time, Southside Jake.
Yep, we'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
Eat it. Crushed him.
Man.
What is it, a Sudoku?
Sudoku.
No, Sudoku.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It is Sudoku. What did I call it? What did he call it?
You guys all messed up.
Right after I said the brain feels great.
Right.
Because we got the little brain teaser game here.
How did I mess up Deion Lewis? I thought he was trying to trick us.
I'm obsessed with Mohamed Sanu.
I know you are.
I guess him all the time for stuff.
You do. He was a good player.
Good player. This Big East football coverage on the Fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. This sports story that we're going to get into next should be a way bigger deal than I think it is. And we'll tell you what it is when we come back.
Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 8 strikeouts for Skeens. Now 150 strikeouts in his first 20 starts of his career. 5th most all time to begin an American League or National League career.
Pretty good stuff. Paul Skeens last night, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. First rookie to start the All-Star game since Fernando Valenzuela. First rookie to have multiple starts of 6 or more and 0 hits as far back as the data goes. And then 151 strikeouts. If he qualified, he would lead the league in ERA at 2.10. Coming up in 10 minutes, we will get into the Steelers quarterback situation again. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. But this is a story that's not being discussed or probably not going to get a lot of airtime today. And, you know, for good reason, the Pirates stink and it is Steelers season. It's backyard brawl week. Heather Lake is out. Sidney Crosby might be signing a contract extension. There's a lot of stuff going on. But this is the kind of deal, man, I don't want to slip under the radar totally. The Pirates have let down their fans by not winning. But I think the team has also let down Paul Skeens.
Mm.
If they were in the playoff race right now, I spit everywhere just there, he would be, without question, the front runner for Rookie of the Year, and may well be the front runner for NL Cy Young. He's 10-2, a 2.10 ERA. He's been, since he's been in the league, the best pitcher in baseball, inarguably. Like the next highest ERA or next lowest ERA is 2.38. He is lapping the sport, and he's not even a finished product. It's unbelievable.
It is. It is fantastic. And we went into the season, and I went into last season. I think I said this to you. I was like, enough with like the milestones. Enough with like, oh, we're going to see X player X, or we're going to see McCutchen hit his X number of home runs in his career. And you know, like that's how I felt about the Pirates for a long time. Is like I'm going to see either a player or I'm going to see milestones, and not just the team winning. And I thought that we were on to something this year. But at least they actually have the player to fall back on to watch. But you would think that and hope that they would do something this offseason to surround him with the adequate talent, because you're letting this go to waste and he's not going to say anything. I'm sure he doesn't feel like the team isn't doing justice by him because he's a young player and he just wants to go out there and be the best he can, and hopefully he can help the team win. That's just kind of his attitude. But it is a shame for us that know how this usually goes, that could potentially be a situation where we waste a generational talent.
Absolutely, man.
And it's terrible.
I felt great. They were sitting there at, 55 and 52, and you figured that they'd have a shot. They don't have a shot, obviously. And then you start thinking, who's going to be back next year? And I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about, is the general manager coming back? Is the manager coming back? And hey, perhaps pushing those buttons might push the team in the right direction. But as we sit here right now, if you set the over-under for the career number of playoff starts Paul Skeens is going to make at 0.5, I don't know that I think you're going over. Or I can't say with any level of confidence you're going over.
Mm-hmm.
It's been since 2015. We're coming up on 10 years since they've played in a playoff game. And I think they've got the starting rotation. You're going to have to spend money. You're going to have to. And I think you're probably going to need to make some big-time organizational changes as well.
Do you think that happens? The second organizational changes, which means the manager.
I think one of the two's out, either Charrington or Shelton.
Really?
Yeah. And if it's Charrington, then I think both are out. But I could see, I think that they're making a change.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a good feel as to what they're going to do? No, I don't. What about you?
I think that they will.
You have to.
Yeah, you can't look yourself in the mirror and say that this is going to be the winning formula for next year.
Right. Charrington said this weekend on his radio show that they're making progress, but not as quick as they want. I'm not even seeing any progress.
What progress?
They're gonna lose more games than they lost last year, and they have Paul Skeens on the team this year. Jared Jones and Bailey Falter.
Strike out the other night too.
Yeah, he was good. At least there was that. The last two starts from Jones and Skeens looked the way it looked early in the year. All right, coming up next, who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Steelers on Sunday? We'll maybe find out today at Mike Tomlin's press conference. I'm going to guess we don't. Let's say it's Russ. What do we want to see from him? And then let's say it's Fields. What do we want to see from him? We'll get into that coming up next, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on that on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh Trusted Plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, 412-928-9370. Best caller on the subject wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing, up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high 81.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.